Blog Talk Radio.
Our engineer is gone again. In a sight follies. And as we join the boys, Laura and Hardy, they're in dire straits. Just look at this mess. Well, here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. Well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We got to clean it up. If the wives come home and they see this place like this, they'll know that we've been throwing wild parties. Well, I told you not to invite that gang over and you wouldn't listen to me. Never mind. Didn't you have a good time? Woohoo! We sure did. Didn't we whip it up? Woohoo! Yeah. Yeah, and especially with that girl. What's her name? Fast Fanny. Yeah, Fast Fanny. Well, now we had our fun. Now it's time to buckle down. Buckle down? First I gotta buckle up. Will you stop that? Now listen. Come on, we gotta clean this place up. Well, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna get the mop. And you're gonna mop the floor and do the dishes. The floor and the dishes? Oh, what are you gonna do? Well, I might just take a break. A break? Wait a minute. You mean you can't leave me with all the work and take a break? You got a better idea? Yeah. I'll sit down and read the paper and you. I'll take the break and you do the work. Well, why should you take the break? Well, because it's plain to see, Ollie, that you eat a lot more donuts than I do. Never mind that. So why don't you help me? Well, I'm trying to help you, but you won't listen to me. Just like you wouldn't listen when I told you, don't bring Fast Fanny and the gang in here. Now look at the mess. Well, here it is. Here's the mop. And there's the pail. Now don't do what you did last week. What did I do last week? Well, you put your foot right in the bucket and it went all over the floor. If I didn't know better, I would have thought you kicked the bucket. Gosh! Kick the bucket. Don't you wish? Well, why no? Why would I wish you to kick the bucket? Because you're my beneficiary. Beneficiary? Oh, I didn't know that. Well, how much do I get? $4.58. $4.58. All right. I gotta mop this floor. Oh, my back. Oh, my leg. Oh, my foot. Oh, my arm. Are you all right? No, I'm not all right. Everything hurts. Well, if you think you're hurt now, wait till Laura gets home. Boy, you're going to get it then. Now listen, sweep that floor. Well, all right. Well, you know what I'll do? I'll help you out. I'll load up the dishwasher. Load up the dishwasher. Make sure you put plenty of suds in there to get those dishes clean. Yes, sir. You're the boss. I'm the boss. What are you doing? Well, I'm putting the soap in the dishwasher. That's right. Now, are those dishes getting clean? What did you say? What? Oh no, there's bubbles all over the place. You can't open the door and let the thing flow right out. It'll go all the way down the street. We'll be ostracized. All right, Insight Folly. Hey, we got coming up. We got the Gabriel and his new job, the abuse hotline. We got the abuse hotline coming up. Got a little Jackie Gleason, the Honeymooners, with Gleason when he gets the fortune. Yeah. Oh, boy. Fortune. All right. And then we'll do, we got a special skit with the late, great Jack Benny. Yeah. And we'll do that a little bit later. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Went to a party last night, and I had a great time. Yeah, oh, by the way, I want to thank Suzanne and Anthony for holding down the show last night. Excuse me. And I was at this party up in the... I went up to the Irish Coffee Pub. That's right. Oh, boy, they were drinking up there and carousing around and saluting me dog. And she's not even Irish. They didn't care. They were so drunk, they didn't even know she was Japanese. That's right. So we had a nice time, and I met Charlie McPherson up there. McPherson. That's right. And he came up to me, and he tapped me on the shoulder. He said, "Where'd you get it, boy, in the war?" I said, "What? Did you get it in the war?" I said, "What, in the war? I said, yes. He says, "I was in the war, the big one. I got mine in the war, you see. Hey, give me a hand. I see I'm in a chair. I'm in the wheelchair. That's right, because I got it in the war." Horrible thing, isn't it? Yes, sir, of course. I was a captain in the war. Charlie McPherson. That's right. Pherson. That's why they named me that. They called me Mac, but my last name was McPherson because I wasn't afraid of nothing. That's right. Well, nice to meet you, Charlie. Just stay away from the low grass and you'll be all right. That's right. Why do people tell people to stay away from the low grass? You ever hear that expression? It comes from Brooklyn. We were kids. People used to say that. Stay away from the low grass. I don't know why they said that. The low grass. Anyway, let's see. Oh, I should tell some celebrity story. You want to hear some celebrity stories? I met quite a few celebrities in my day. Yeah. So I'm out on Fifth Avenue one day, see? Cold. It was November. And I'm all bundled up, and I got my little tape recorder, you know, little thing. And I had a demo record. I'm playing this demo, the song I wrote, original. You know, I did it up at the Louis Braille Foundation for blind musicians. They recorded it. So who comes down the block but the great Johnny Cash? Oh, I'll never forget. Did you write that music? I said, yeah. I'm Johnny Cash. He goes, he gave me a $20 bill. And like a dope, I spent it. I should have framed that, and I should have asked him to autograph it. You know, legally, as far as I know, you're not supposed to write on money, you know. You're not supposed to change the nature of the bill. But I bet you any money that nobody would argue with Johnny Cash if he wrote on a $20 bill. What do you think? No, sir. not with the great Johnny Cash. So I met Johnny. He had his little boy with a big black coat, you know, from what little I could see. I mean, left eye, you know, I got the little light in there. Big black coat, nice guy. Great. He stayed there and he listened to my song and he says, keep writing that music, you know. And I kept in touch with him for a while. He'd go out to the Shinnecock, see, and do the show out there at the powwow every year. Oh, they loved it. Then he got ill, and oh, it was horrible. All right, that's my celebrity story when I met the great Johnny Cash. Cold November day out on Fifth Avenue, New York. He was staying up at the Sherry Neverland. Yeah. In a site around the world, BigEastTaquitaRescue.org. Check them out, 609-388-7004. I asked my Akita the other day, do you bite? She started kissing me. Sweet, sweet girl. Yeah, oh, she's so sweet. Like a bear. You could hug her. She comforted a little child today on the subway. Oh. You know, little one was all upset. I don't know. And she saw Charabelle, reached her hand out, and immediately calmed down. You believe it? All right, in a sight, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank them for all that they've done and all that they will do. Yes, yes, yes. In a sight, nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. That's right. Yeah. Check them out. You get dog food, cat food, medical. You talk to my buddy Gary over there. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Around the world, in a sight. And brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Go an extra mile for a child. Yeah. Around the world, I feel bad for the children over there in that northeastern Syria with those stupid people fighting with each other. Oh, what a bunch of, what the hell's the matter with people? You know? Crazy. Probably a lot of children will suffer from that. All right. Horrible thing. Inner sight. Around the world, Toro Law Center, 631-761-7000. Toro. And the Good Mojo Printers, 631-666-1010. Around the world, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And check them out. My old man, he was a great sneezer, you know. You know, when we were kids, we used to have a lot of fun. People who sneezed in different ways, you know. One guy sneezed, his glasses went flying off his face, and he started yelling, you know, and his hat fell off. And he couldn't see, so he almost slipped and fell. I said, wait a minute, Mr. Drucker, I'll help you. Leave me alone. I don't want no help. I'm not blind like you. I can help myself. Get away from me. I said, well, I know how to help people because I'm blind, see? Hold my arm. I don't want your arm. I'm Jewish. Get out of here. I said, what? What's that got to do? And the jerk almost tripped and fell. I said, you're going to hit your head. You're going to have to go to the hospital. You'll be in big trouble. No, no, leave me alone. Oh, and then there was another kid who sneezed. Marshall Horn, he was the, oh, He was the most horrible kid that ever lived. I mean, you know, not in a bad, bad way, but that kid was always in trouble. You ever see a kid like that? No matter which way he turned, something went wrong. That was Marshall. So Marshall sneezed, and and he had on a beautiful new coat, and he sneezed, and the snot went all over his coat and his face, and his mother was yelling at him, "What's the matter with you, Marshall?" And I said, Mrs. Horn, he let me help. He can't help it. No, get away from him, Frankie. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. And Marshall started screaming. And when Marshall cried, oh, you couldn't help but feel sorry for him. He had such a cry. I'll never forget. That was Marshall's cry. You could hear that cry all the way around the corner on Clifton Place. One guy come around the corner, "What the hell is that, man?" The black guy, beautiful, Peter Pinnell. "Hey, whoo-hoo-hoo, hey, there's an animal loose on Lafayette Avenue." And Marshall goes,
"I don't want it. I don't want it."
And Peter said, "I'm getting out of here. I ain't staying over here. There's something wrong. Some kind of. That must be the beast of 20,000 Phantoms." You know, at that time the movie was popular. The Big Beast, 20,000 Phantoms. And all everybody was having nightmares about it and all that. It was so funny. But that Marshall, oh, man, what an annoying kid. And he would cry for anything. You know, you look at him the wrong way. We used to tease him. Oh, we used to tease the hell out of him. He'd come down, and he'd stand in front of the stoop. And this kid, Michael, Michael was weirded out. He just liked to weird everybody out. He laughed and he always teased Marshall. He said one day, he said, "Marshall, don't go down the block, or they're gonna get you." I said, "Mike, what'd you say that for? Now you got him started." Oh man, Marshall Horn. I wonder what ever became of him. Anyway, Inner Sight Around the World. Let's see what else we got. Oh, James Bahamonde. Would you cut that out? Bahamonde, he's a, what is he? He's a lawyer, but only on Tuesday. Bahamonde. Civil rights. Yeah, do you think you've been discriminated against? Well, call Jim. 516-783-9662. All right. Check them out. Around the world. Let's see. What else we got? all kinds of weird stuff. Oh, we got the abuse hotline coming up with Gabriel. Yeah. Who writes this stuff anyway? The abuse hotline. Let's see. What else? Inner Sight. Around the world, and I don't know where the engineer is. Hope she didn't get locked in the bathroom. You know, knowing her, who knows? Locked in the bathroom, and she'll have to crawl out the window. My father did that one time. He got locked in the bathroom, and he couldn't get out, and he had the paper. The horse paper, you know, oh, he was a big gambler. And he would sit in the bathroom for hours and hours and hours, read the horse paper, and smoke those Lucky Strikes. Oh, those things would kill you. I I'm lucky I'm alive from the secondary inhaling. Anyway, the old man one day, he locked the door. He couldn't get it open. And he's yelling, Frankie, get the super. Go downstairs and get the super. You know? And in the meantime, I tried to go down and find the janitor, but I couldn't find him. So the old man's opening the window, see, and he climbs up on the window, and he climbs out down into the alley. We had an alley, you know. And lo and behold, who comes along but the cop? I'll never forget it. Mr. Brown and the super came up from the cellar. You ever notice how the super in those days always lived in the cellar? Why did the super live in the cellar? And the super started yelling, "Oh, where are you going? What are you doing? You can't break in there. Then you can't break in that Frankie house. Get out of there. Get out of there." "Yeah, you stupid idiot. I live here." "What? What do you mean? You don't live here. That's Frankie. I'm going to get Frankie's mother. Frankie's mother." And Mr. Brown said, "Take it easy, Williams. Take it easy now. That's Frank's father." Oh, pardon me. Pardon me, sir. You gave me a nice Christmas present, didn't you?" "That's right." So that's the time when the old man climbed out the window. He couldn't get out the door, the bathroom. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see, brought to you by SuttonInsurance.com. Yeah, good people over there. Oh, yeah. Oh, last night at the party, I saw a lot of people who were at the dog wedding, the service dog wedding we did a couple of years ago. Remember that? Reminds me of Joe Arion. Oh, he loved that. Joe was the coordinator of the whole thing over there in Islip, New York, on the pavilion. It was a beautiful, beautiful day, and we had a great time. And people still talk about that. You believe it? They still talk about that wedding. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, we got the honeymoon is coming up. Ralph gets the fortune. And let's see, what else we got? Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get a house? Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight around the world. Oh, and don't forget our good friends at Baccaro's Italian Tavern, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York, 516-798-1555. A lot of fives in there. All right. Massapequa Park, Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Yeah. Apologize, no musical background tonight. Where's my music, you Schweinhund? Give me that music or I fire you. You're no good. Schweinhund. Do you remember that movie, that television show? Hogan's Heroes, remember that? That was a funny show, you know, where they were in the German army. Yeah. But they were like good Germans. You know, they weren't that bad. But they had a great humor in that show. All right, let's see. What would you do? What would you do if you inherited a fortune? Yeah. Well, I bet you the biting buzzard has something to do with that. In fact, this little skit could be about the biting buzzard. Norton, for $10, I'll give you 10% of the Ralph Crandon Corporation. $10? Wait a minute. My mother didn't raise no stupid kid, you know. $10. I don't have $10. Well, for $5, you can have 20%. $5, 20%. Let's see, there's 4, 8, 3, carry the aught. 3 and 4 is 8, and 8 is 19. I'll do it. Figured that out, huh? Boy, you slick. You're really good with math, huh? Oh, yeah, Ralph. When I was in school, I was a whiz. Whenever they couldn't figure out how much 3 and 4 was, who do you think they asked? You. That's right. And I told them every time, 3 and 4 is 8. They wouldn't listen to me. They insisted upon that it's 7. And I tried to tell them it was 8. What'd the teacher say? Yeah, teacher, what did she know? All right, never mind that. Now listen. The Ralph Crandon Corporation. I'll make you a vice president. Vice president? Me a VP? Somebody at the door, Ralph. Yeah. Yeah, hello? Oh, yes, sir. Are you Mr. Crandon? Oh, yes. Well, I'm Mr. Michaels. I'm a lawyer with the late Mary Monahan. Mary Monahan? Wait a minute. That old lady that used to get on my bus all the time? Yes. Oh, you said late. What happened? Oh, unfortunately, she passed away. But she remembered you in her will. Her will? That poor little old lady? Oh, well, she wasn't exactly poor. She had earnings and funds of $40 million. $40 million? How do you like that? That old lady on my bus, $40 million? $40 million? Oh, Ralph, what happened? Wait a minute. What happened, Alice? He fainted. Man inherits $40 million. He faints.
What's the matter, Ed?
Well, I think I'm going to faint, too. 20% of that belonged to the stockholders. $40 million. What am I going to do with that? Well, Ralph, don't worry. We go down to the will reading tomorrow, and what's that? What do you got in that bag? Oh, that to carry the $40 million. You can't come away from the reading of the will with $40 million in your pocket. You gotta have something to carry it in. There you are. That's the vice president talking. Are you sure $40 million will fit in there? Why don't you go upstairs and cut up some paper in the size of dollar bills and see if it'll fit? The small thing, Ralph, the small thing. I'm way ahead of you. Now, listen, Norton. let me do the talking, will you? Yeah, go ahead, Ralph. Don't worry. No, I'm here. Sweet kid. I'm right here with you. Well, let's get on with the reading of the will to Miss Monahan's nephew, who, with his gambling and carousing and coercion, has not shown himself of good character, I leave him the sum of $1.
You did, yeah.
$1. I hope you pick a winner with it, sir. And to my dear friend and favorite bus driver, Ralph Crandon, I would only entrust... I'm rich. Come on now, now. Will you please let me finish? I would only entrust the beauty of my life, who was born from the biting buzzard, my fortune. I'm rich. Get the bag. Bascom, please. The butler, please. Come on. The biting buzzard bit again. what's that? This is fortune. Fortune? That, you mean fortune is a bird? And the biting buzzard? Mr. Carson, am I to believe that this is the fortune? Oh, yes. I thought they were going to get $40 million. It turned out to be a bird, a cousin of the biting buzzard. All right, in a sec, we got Jack Benny coming up. We won't be able to get Louie in here without phones. No phones tonight. No phone calls. Don't you dare call in here. I won't answer it. I'm not going to answer that. But they're playing your song, Ralph. I don't care what song they're playing. I'm not answering it. Hello? What do you want, Mrs. Mrs. McGillicuddy? What? Somebody's taking food out of your icebox? Well, what are you calling me for? Don't be a Weisenheimer, Mrs. McGillicuddy. I didn't like that. Accusing me of taking food out of her icebox. I tell you, these tenants in this building are crazy. A maniac. Something wrong with him. When Ralph became the janitor, it was funny. All right, in a sight. And we got the great, late, great Jack Benny coming up with a skit. Yeah. But let's see. I want to tell you about the new television schedule. Yeah, Wednesday night, 8:30, in a sight, Channel 20. Wednesday night at 8:30, turn on the television and watch Channel 20, see? That's right, yeah. Remember that movie with Humphrey Bogart and Walter Brennan was in it? Oh, that was, To Have or Have Not. That was a great, great movie, and Walter Brennan played the drunk, see? And they had to go out on a very dangerous mission, and Bogey was had the boat. You know, Bogey in real life was a very, very tremendous captain of a boat. He had his own boat, of course, you know. He was a great boatsman. So Walter Brennan played the drunk. He says, "Hey, Harry, why can't you carry me? Can you carry me, Harry? I'll behave myself. Just can you take me out with you?" No, Eddie, I can't carry you. You're all over the ocean. Keep your course." Why can't you carry me, Harry?" "I can't tell you. We don't know what we're going to run into out there." "Oh, gee, Harry, what am I going to do? Hey, Harry, can I just have a little one? Give me a little one." "No, Eddie, no." And you know what happened? When they left the dock and they were out on the ocean, Eddie, Walter Brennan's character, snuck into the boat as a stowaway. And Harry wasn't very happy with that. But, you know, it was a serious movie, but To me, it had a lot of humor in it. I see a lot of humor in a lot of these serious movies, you know? Like the one with Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda. What was that movie? oh, I can't think of the name of it, but where they did this scene and they were riding along. And, you know, by the way, Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda were the best of friends, you know. Probably one of the greatest friendships in Hollywood. And his name was Harley. And Stewart's name was John in the movie, you know. So this guy Harley, Henry Fonda, he wouldn't stop talking. You know, he would talk and talk and talk, and they'd ride for miles and miles. And John would say, Harley, why don't you shut up? How come you've been talking for 5 miles? I mean, give me a break, you know. Oh, gee, John, I didn't mean to bend your ear. Bend my ear? You're cooking my brain out here, you know. You're not just bending my ear and you're talking about the stupidest things, and I don't know what you're talking about, and you're not making any sense. Well, gee, John, I was just trying to prevent you from being lonely. Well, I'm not lonely. I just want a little peace and quiet. You know what I mean, Harley? Oh, sure, John. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet now. And well, you go ahead and just relax. And now there you go again. See, you say you're gonna be quiet, and you're still going on and on and on. It was so funny with that scene in the movie, you know. Yeah. All right. Everybody knows somebody like that who never shuts up. Oh, they got them all over the place. Well, in the morning when I go into my coffee shop where I like to go, oh, they got a guy in there. He's so damn obnoxious. Somebody, another guy started a fight with him. He said, don't you ever shut up. And he said, I wonder if you'd talk if somebody grabbed you by the neck and just started to squeeze on it. I put the squeeze on you, he's going. The squeeze play, he's going. I was laughing. And my friend John, said, you see, Frank, you see what we got to put up with? He said, I think one of those guys is going to need a good lawyer. I said, what? Yeah, it's going to happen. You wait and see. One of them's going to lose their temper. Oh, man. That was so funny. And we got a friend of ours who's a lawyer who looks like a bird. He looks like the fighting buzzard. All right, in a sight. I wish I had some Jack Benny music. Jack Benny when he was up on the stage and they did a whole skit about Carnegie Hall with the violin. You know, Jack Benny was a great violinist. People don't usually realize that. He was a great, great musician. He gave concerts many a time at Carnegie Hall. But at this one time, he was so funny. And he'd come out with the violin, you know, and he said, Maestro, give me an A. You know, and you go, now that's close enough. And everybody was cracking up. Anyway, Jack Benny and Rochester, of course, his butler. Actually, I don't know how many years Rochester was on the show with him, but had to be at least 25 years. You know. Rochester, how long have we been together? You really want to know, Mr. Benny? Well, of course I want to know. Why would I ask you? We've been together too long. Too long? Well, now, come on, Rochester. Haven't I always treated you good? Rochester? Well, answer the question. I can't answer that question, Mr. Benny. Well, why not? Because we're on national television. Well, never mind. Now, look it. I have to do something to change my life, see. I've been thinking about it and thinking about it a long time. Now, yeah. By the way, what happened to... I know. He must have gotten wind of it. One of the things I'm going to do before I do anything else is fire Dennis Day. Fire? You can't fire Dennis Day. Well, why not? He already quit. He quit. Well, the nerve of him to quit before I fire him. Some people have some nerve, don't they? Well, he left a letter for you. A letter? Yeah. Here it is. Let's see. To Jack Cheap Benny. Jack Cheap Benny. What kind of a thing is that to say? Dear Mr. Cheap. What's so funny, Rochester? Well, the name fits. Where? Dear Mr. Cheap, this is to inform you that I intend to take you to court to sue you for the back pay that you never gave me. So now, wait a minute. I always paid Dennis well. 50 cents a song, you call that well? Well, I gave him a raise, didn't I? I used to pay him a quarter. Yeah, you gave him a raise. Well, I'll tell you, Rochester, I got somebody much better than Dennis Day. Better than Dennis? Now, you know Dennis has a beautiful voice. You know that, Mr. Benny. Well, that's debatable, but I found a kid down the block who can sing better than Dennis Day. Better than Dennis Day? Yeah. The way you hear this kid, I mean, he's such a riot. He's going to crack everybody up. Don, bring in the kid, would you? Oh, hello, kid. Listen, would you give the audience a little sample of your voice? Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. His brother told me I got to get him started. Yeah, started. What are you going to do? Well, I got to insult him a little bit. Insult him? Listen, kid. You're no good, and you're going to grow up to be a no good bum. That's my new singer, ladies and gentlemen, Marshall Horn. You giving him up for Dennis Day? That's right. Why? Because I only got to pay him 10 cents. Now get out of here. And by the way, Rochester, I'm moving. You're moving? Where are you going, Mr. Benny? I'm going into the senior citizens gallery. Senior citizen gallery. That's right. And I'm going to fight them for a discount. It's only $1 a month. I intend to get it for a quarter. Oh, no, Mr. Benny. I don't want to look at this. I don't want to see this. I think I'm going to go and join Dennis Day. Rochester, you can't quit me. Why? Because you'll never get your back pay. You got to stay here. All right, there you have it. Some craziness with Benny and Marshall Horn. Oh, that kid was something, man. We used to have a lot of fun when we were kids. Oh, I used to ride a bike, believe it or not. I rode a bike for years and years. Then when I became 18, I decided I better quit. You know? I think I rode till I was 18. Yeah. No phone calls, please. Hold all phone calls. Yeah. No engineer. We can't have a phone call. I don't know what happened to her. Gee, I hope she didn't die or anything. Ugh. I hate funerals. I don't go to funerals. I went to my grandpa's funeral. I ever tell you about that? Oh, that was some event. You know the Italians, when they have a funeral, boy, they know how to do it. Flowers all over the place, bottles of wine, you know, spaghetti they bring in, you know, sauce. Grandma makes the sauce, or my aunt Frances. Then you go to her house, you got more food, homemade Italian bread. Oh, you got everything, you know. But we're sitting there in the funeral home, and Grandpa was over 100, you know, and everybody's trying to figure out how are we going to live older than Pa, than Grandpa. Pa, well, you know, my Uncle Mike was 80. Uncle Ralph, I don't know how old he was, close to 80. And here's the old man, over 100. And everybody was saying, well, how are we going to beat that, you know? So we're sitting around the funeral and the family, you know. Most of them are horse players, see. They play the horses. All of a sudden, my Uncle Ralph jumps up. He says, what time is it? Frankie, what time is it? And my father goes, wait a while, 20 to 4. Holy gee, they're off at higher lead. And he runs out the door with the wine and the spaghetti. And he runs down the street to catch the bookie before the last race. You believe it? He had to put money on the last race. And everybody's saying, where are you going? Where are you going, Rafe? Where are you going? And he's running down the block. Oh, man, what a crazy family. You know. But I'll never forget my grandpa. He was something, boy. Mm. God. 104. That's pretty good, huh? All right. Hope I make it. Inner sight, what else we got? Can't get any phone call. Where's Louie? Oh, I was going to tell her. Oh, I forgot. Man on the street. Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your roving reporter with the man on the street. And tonight we pick at random a weird-looking guy who doesn't know where he is. Hello, sir. Yeah, yeah. Well, who are you? Well, I'm the man, and you're the street. I'm the on the street. You're the man. What do you want? Well, we're talking today about people's hobbies or how they make a living. How do you make a living?
Oh, I just started a new business.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
what kind of a business is it?
Abuse.
What? Abuse? What are you... Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
That's right. The greatest thing in the world. You'd be surprised how many people like abuse.
People like them.
Can I abuse you?
No! Now, what are you talking about, abuse?
Well, see, I started this hotline, see. The number is 456 abuse.
456 abuse. Wait a minute. Well, what do you get when you dial that?
Well, you get all kinds of stories about abuse, and then you get sound effects.
Sound effects?
Yeah, you want to hear something?
No.
And then you get all kinds of people. You know, yelling and saying how they like abuse, and other people who are trying to like abuse.
Trying to like abuse? What do you mean by that?
Well, they need a new hobby, so... And I get a dollar every time somebody calls. You want to call?
No! I don't like abuse, and I don't want to be a part of it. I get enough abuse.
Oh, sorry. I'm not sorry to hear that, but... Abuse is good for you.
Abuse is good for you? Wait a minute. Did your mother ever abuse you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. That's how I got the idea. To get the... Oh, by the way, my mother's... Here she is right now.
What are you doing with this phone here, with this abuse? Abuse, no abuse, this abuse, that abuse.
No, Ma, abuse.
I said abuse. Now listen. You can't work this business no more with abuse. You have to go regular job. I get you a job in the restaurant. You wash the dishes without abuse.
Well, I like abuse better. Abuse is good. I get a dollar every time people call Ma. Do me a favor, help me. Call the abuse line.
No, I don't call no abuse. I don't like abuse.
Abuse. All right, in a sight. I bet the biting buzzard likes abuse. Biting buzzard doesn't like abuse either, right? Gabriel trying to get his mother to call the abuse hotline.
No abuse.
Abuse.
Woo!
All right. In a sight. 456 abuse. I mean abuse. I wonder what you get if you dial it. Somebody dial that and let me know what you get. 456. Abuse. A-B-U-S-E, right?
A-B-U-S-E.
Abuse. in a sight, television. Oh, Monday's Columbus. Yeah, we take a night off. Holiday. Monday's a holiday. I don't want to. We'll come back Tuesday. Open mic on Tuesday. Maybe we'll call the abuse hotline. The abuse hotline. On open mic. That'd be funny, wouldn't it? All right. Around the world. In a sight. Hope you had some fun. And let's see. Oh, I was going to tell a Janie story. Oh, yeah. I got to tell her. I used to tease. Janie was a developmental disabled and blind kid in my class. Oh, she was so funny. And one of my favorite things was to get her in trouble with the teacher, Miss Ma. I don't think Miss Ma could still be alive, could she? I wonder if Miss Ma's alive. She's probably a victim of a boost. Miss Ma. And, this Miss Ma, she must have been about 86 when we were kids. She was a tough old bird. One of those teachers with the ruler, yeah. She had a flat ruler, though. It was kind of skinny, you know. One time she broke the ruler on she hit Jimmy and the ruler broke. Anyway, so we're in the class, see, and I said to the teacher, I said, Miss Ma, Janie forgot her lunch. She left it on the bus. No, I didn't. I did not. Don't listen to Frankie. I didn't leave my lunch on the bus. All right. Keep still, the both of you. Now, Janie, is your lunch in your desk? No. Where is it? She left it on the bus. Shut up. I'm not sending you to the cafeteria. You left your lunch on the bus? You're not going to eat.
Well, Frankie could give me a sandwich. A half a sandwich, Frankie.
I got peanut butter.
Ew, I don't like peanut butter. I want tuna fish.
Well, you'll have to go down to the cafeteria.
I can't go to the cafeteria. I'm blind. I can't find it.
So she sends the teacher... Miss Ma, in one of her more elegant moments, sent me down to the cafeteria with Janie. Holy smoke. I never forget this. And Janie's trying to find a tuna fish sandwich, and she's touching everything. I said, Janie, you can't do that. People's food. People have to eat that.
I don't care. I want it.
Poor little rotten kid, you know. So finally she says,
I smell tuna fish.
And she makes a beeline for the table. The Janie, get over here. And she grabs somebody's sandwich. And the guy starts yelling, that's my sandwich. And next thing you know, a food fight breaks out. In the cafeteria. You ever been in a food fight? Holy smokes. And the whole place is disrupted. And in the middle of the whole thing, who comes in? Kramer, the principal. What's going on in here? And Mr. Kramer gets hit in the face with a sandwich. We never laughed so hard. We never laughed so hard in our lives. And to the whole school year, that was the joke. Somebody took a picture of Mr. Kramer with the sandwich and put it up on the bulletin
board. Very funny, he's going.
And they took it down. Inner Sight will be with you Tuesday open mic. Mr. Kramer, if you're listening, we still love you. If you're alive, boy, you probably look pretty bad. Pretty bad, boy. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090, phone number. In honor of Joe Arion with the funnies tonight, thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a little laugh, a good fun. I know I had a lot of laughs. Inner Sight around the world. Be back Tuesday night, open mic. Have a good weekend, and do something weird. That's what I'm going to do. All right, Inner Sight. Oh, good night, Barbara, wherever you are. Oh, Barbara! that funny?